So this is a type of area of law that if you really, really like to go to court and you really, really like to do expedited discovery, and as Steve said, it couldn't be more true, be ready in terms of your time schedule, because 2 weeks is generally about what it's going to take because of the 14-day time period on the TRO versus the TI. And in often situations, 2 weeks we are dedicated and having to be dedicated to that case for 2 weeks. So that requires a lot of planning and backup, and thankfully we've been able to cover that. But it is something that not only do we as a law firm and us as lawyers have to think about, what does that really mean for us in our practice? But it is very, very important to condition the clients into what kind of time sock that can really make, that can really be. It is a business disruption that many clients, and I feel like I've explained it a lot of times, but clients still don't quite appreciate it until you're into about the fourth or fifth day of week one of two. And I don't know if that's been your experience, Steve, but that's it's almost like they want to not necessarily cry uncle, but so many clients at that point in time are just then realizing how much of a business disruption it is. So something to think about and certainly educate your clients about, because it's all about making sure we're meeting and exceeding client expectations, and this is an area where it can be very, very difficult. So I want to talk a little bit about my topic, and what Steve and I are going to kind of co-talk on this issue is the actual temporary injunction process. So let's get just to the facts, the basic definition of the temporary injunction. The temporary injunction, as it stands, is the court order prohibiting that party from either taking an action or continuing some certain action until there has, in fact, been a trial on the merits. So we have the TRO process that Steve talked about, run in, show everything that you think you can, and I couldn't agree more with the point.